Yeah. Check it out. See, the only thing you need to do right here is snarl your freaking head.
Hey, well, all right, sir, I'm gonna get a lot of money and welcome aboard. Here we come on lap number 29, and what are they gonna give for? I'm a 25, I'm gonna get 35, another 50, make a 50 bit of wrong. Hey, well, all right, sir, I'm gonna get a lot of money and welcome aboard. Here we come on lap number 29, and what are they gonna give for?
Yeah, boy!
Yeah, boy, it's August 3rd, and this is a special episode of the Fantasy Football Auctioneer Podcast. The Fantasy Football Auctioneer Podcast, the official podcast of the fantasyfootballauction.com, the first website dedicated to fantasy football auctions. We've got a great show for you tonight. Tonight we are featuring a free version of our premium podcast. Tonight's podcast will go through three different budget scenarios that Slim has outlined through our premium podcast series available to you on patreon.com. If you head on over to our website, thefantasyfootballauction.com, and click on any of the links that send you to learning more about membership, our membership area, it'll take you to our Patreon site, which is patreon.com/fantasyfootballauction. There you'll see three different membership levels, two of them for the preseason. The first one, are you looking for the sheets? Well, this is where you'll find them. This level of membership is a one-time fee of $5. This fiver will get you rankings and auction value spreadsheet, which has over 300 players listed on it. It's updated all summer long. It's downloadable for you to edit. There's our consensus rankings on there. We have average auction values, which are the best in the business for 10, 12, and 14 team leagues. Also, it has our one-of-a-kind value indicator, which shows you where the deals are. In the sheets, you're also going to get three different cheat sheets. You'll get Slim, Blisters, and my actual cheat sheets that we use in our own home leagues. They'll be color-coded, they're downloadable, and they are also updated all summer long. If you're looking for additional premium content, the next one is our premium preseason package. This membership is only $5 a month, and right now it's August, so it only costs you $5. You're going to get at least one premium podcast per week. We have seven of them already listed on our Patreon site. These premium podcasts will be highlighting how to prepare for your fantasy football auction draft. You'll also receive direct access to our analysts all summer long. With direct access, you can get support with roster construction, budgeting, nomination and bidding strategies, unique scoring formats, unique lineup formats, and more. So head on over to our website, thefantasyfootballauction.com, and check out all the different packages. Tonight's episode, like I said, will be a free look at our premium content. This premium podcast will outline the three different budget scenarios that Slim is going to bring to his auction draft this summer. So, if you guys are ready, then I'm ready. Let's cock the hammer. It's time for action.
Cock the hammer. It's time for action. Cock the hammer. Cock the hammer. It's time for action.
So, like I said, we've got a great show for you tonight. Tonight, this is a premium podcast. The premium podcast is outlining Slim's three different budget scenarios heading into this summer's draft season. So settle down, get out your notepad, and have a listen to Slim's premium podcast.
Hey, I'm Slim. You can find me on Twitter at SlimForMVP. And I want to start by thanking you for joining us as a patron. We appreciate you supporting our content, and hopefully we can provide you with what you need in order to have some success in your auction drafts this season. Today's episode is about building budgets, and we're going to look at a few scenarios that I think can be successful this fantasy season. I personally think it's important to have more than one budget when you enter a draft. Biggest reason is so that you know if your preferred budget gets scrapped early in a draft, you know exactly where you want to pivot with your next budget. Being this flexible and having this detailed of a plan is going to greatly reduce the stress and the amount of calculation that has to happen during the draft process, which is going to allow you to focus on a lot of the other details that are happening during the draft. So with that being said, I'll explain how I generally build my budgets. I usually like to assign a dollar value to each roster spot. Very specific. I know some people that will allocate a percentage of their budgets to every position group. So for example, they might say, well, I want to spend 50% of my budget on all the running backs that I'll roster. But I find that giving specific dollar values to each roster spot works better for me. I think that this more detail, it allows me to get an easier visualization of more specific roster build. So what I mean by that is where I know exactly what players I can target with every roster spot, which I think is important. You have to decide. The first thing I do is I want to decide if I want to go cheap at tight end and quarterback. Most of us innately kind of know how we want to tackle those positions, especially if we've done lots of fantasy drafting. We know if we tend to wait on quarterback or tight end. Knowing how you want to do that in an auction draft, it's going to give you an idea of how much you can spend at the more glamorous and running back and wide receiver spots. So what I usually do is I personally find it easier to start budgeting with cheap dollar amounts at quarterback and tight end. So that way I can see the maximum amount of funds that'll be available for quality running backs and wide receivers. Then once I get a budget I like in that mold, then I can start tinkering with adding more money to the quarterback and tight end positions. And then I can compare all these hypothetical builds that I have against each other. And from there, I should be able to start seeing budgets that give me roster constructions that I typically I'll like more than others. And once I'm pretty set then on my QB and tight end strategy, I'll start looking at the running back position in a lot more detail. The reason I think I do the running backs first, at least, is I think there's plenty of good options at wide receiver at many different price points. So it makes it easier to fill in all the final holes with wide receivers at the very end of my budget constructions. I also recommend using a spreadsheet. I'll say before I did fantasy football, did not know much about spreadsheets. But just doing a few Google searches and tinkering a little bit, they've actually become very useful tools for me. And if you can figure out how to use just a few basic functions, then you'll get a very efficient tool that we'll bring into your draft. It'll, you know, allow you to enter a budget, and as you enter rosters, or players on my roster, I can put the values in and it'll subtract from my overall budget, and I always have a nice running total of how much money I have left to spend. I use them to add up all the price of all the players that are being drafted, so I can compare those to what the prices should be, and I can see if people are overspending or underspending, so I can predict runs that are going to happen and values that could potentially be had later on in drafts. So I think it's a really efficient tool. So I recommend a lot using any type of spreadsheet, whether it's a Google sheet or something in Word. It doesn't really matter. But it'll make your job a heck of a lot easier than scribbling on paper. So before I get into the budgets that I'm going to discuss, I just want to explain kind of what these are going to be representing. So I made these budgets using a pretty standard, I think, $200 budget amount for one QB PPR leagues, where you're going to start two running backs, two wide receivers, one tight end, and one flex. So if you listen to my previous premium podcast, you heard me say that I like to fill my flex spots with wide receivers during the draft. So for this exercise, I'm going to do that as well. Now that we know the parameters, we can start to take a look. But I will say that all the player values that are going to be discussed have come from our average auction value sheet, which you can get at patreon.com/fantasyfootballauction for $5, which also comes with all the in-draft cheat sheets and tiers that us at Fantasy Football Auction actually bring into our drafts as well. So if we start getting into these budgets, I'll call them, for lack of better terms, the three that I've created, a balanced budget, RB heavy budget, and a wide receiver heavy budget. So with the balanced budget, what I mean by balanced is I kind of went with a little more expensive quarterback and a little more expensive tight end, So, and what that would do is then balance out the remaining positions. So the running backs and receivers, I kind of tried to spread it pretty evenly across those. So I put $15 on quarterback, which I thought would get me one of Dak, Russell Wilson, Kyler Murray, or Deshaun Watson. So I'm probably never going to go with Jackson or Mahomes. Just because I think they're going to be too expensive. So, but I like all four of these guys that fall into this range, and I will try and aggressively then with this strategy pursue the cheapest option of the four of those four players. At tight end, I actually went with $30 because I wanted to try and lock up either Kittle or Kelsey. And I feel like at $30, I have a good chance of getting one of those guys. So this was a real draft and I went with it with this, and I couldn't get either Kelsey or Kittle. And you know, maybe I wanted to bid a couple more dollars there to go and really try and get one of those guys. I think you'll have the flexibility to do that. But if I miss, and I end up with someone like Ertz or Andrews, I can always just dump the remaining, you know, maybe I sprinkle a little bit more on my bench, or maybe I add something to my RB1. Doesn't really matter. That'll be up to you to decide. At the running back position, what I did was I put $35 for my RB1 and my RB2. And what I felt like was this would get me any two of Nick Chubb, Josh Jacobs, Miles Sanders, or Kenyon Drake. You could maybe go a little bit cheaper and throw someone like Austin Eckler in there if you'd like. But those four guys, I feel like if I could get two of them, my running back position would be in pretty good shape still. And maybe, you know, if you miss on Kittle or Kelsey and you end up going with somebody like Andrews or Ertz, you could even up that RB1 to somewhere around 40 and make sure you get someone like Derrick Henry, who's a little bit higher priced than those guys, and still grab one of those four running backs that I just mentioned as your RB2. At wide receiver, I put $22 on my wide receiver one, which should get me somebody like Cooper Kupp, Robert Woods, or Juju. And then my wide receiver two, I put $20, which could be AJ Brown, Tyler Lockett, or DJ Chark. And I did the same thing with my flex position. So if I had $20 wide receiver, so I could get one of those three receivers I just mentioned, but then you throw in like DK Metcalf, Terry McLaurin, Keenan Allen into that mix. So I should be able to get two of those guys to fill in my wide receiver two and my flex position. If I stick with this budget, like I outlined, what I like to do then is make sure I get one more running back that I feel pretty confident in to either flex or just become my top bench spot. So usually when I start budgeting for my bench, I put at least in one spot. And if I can do it with two or three, that's great. And usually I don't do that going in, but as I start to save money in the draft, I will start increasing the dollar amounts to my second bench spot or my third bench spot so that I know that I can hopefully get some more higher quality players filling my bench gradually as we go through this draft. So for here, my first bench spot, I put $11, which I'm going to allocate to a running back. So that would get me Mark Ingram, somebody like DeAndre Swift, Geis. Definitely guys with question marks, but at this juncture, I think all three of those guys do have some upside there. And what that leaves me then is $12 for my other seven bench spots. So I did all these budgets with eight bench spots. So like I said, that gives me 12 bucks for these seven bench spots. I think that it would allow you to definitely, you can take a couple high upside flyers on some cheap receivers as they drop in drafts. And you know, the same thing at running back, you'll just be stashing a bunch of these $1 guys. That's another thing that I like to do is have a good list of $1 players at, definitely at running back, but also wide receiver, because those are going to be the guys that I'm going to really want to load up my bench with. And if, like I said, if you listen to my previous premium podcast, my bench is going to have hopefully a lot of running backs on it. So I really want to lock down a lot of these $1 very cheap running back flyers so that I know who to target later in the draft. Looking at the second budget, going with a more running back heavy kind of build. And when I say heavy, I don't necessarily just mean like adding more running backs to the roster, but spending more on the top end running backs. So with this, to do it, I had to drop money at quarterback. So I put $5 a quarterback, which I still like the options. Get Drew Brees, an Aaron Rodgers, a Baker Mayfield, Cam Newton. And then also a tight end. I dropped it to 7. You could go cheaper, but for this exercise, I wanted to put in this value because it kind of fits in with the Hunter Henrys, Rob Gronkowskis, and Jared Cooks. And for a lot of people, that's maybe those guys are still comfortable, and you could start getting into like the $2 and $1 options where now you're looking at streaming. But those guys will obviously maybe be a little bit more of a crapshoot. So I just put $12 for the QB and the tight end positions for now. So in doing that, I put $60 at RB1. And so I think you got a shot at McCaffrey. You definitely should be in the mix to go and either get Saquon or Zeke if you should miss on McCaffrey. And maybe, you know, you want to go a little bit cheaper at tight end and maybe you drop it to 4 or 3 and you can add that to this RB1. Maybe you take away from RB2, which I put at $40 to make sure I got Derrick Henry, Joe Mixon, or Dalvin Cook. And you kind of drop into the next price tier of like the Nick Chubbs, Jacobs, Sanders, Drake, just to make sure you get McCaffrey. I think you'd still end up with a very good roster in doing something like that. If we look at the receiver and flex positions, it's going to look very similar to the balanced one. So $22 for your wide receiver one, again with Cup, Woods, and Juju, and then $20 at wide receiver two and at your first flex spot. So the 6 receivers that we mentioned there, AJ Brown, Tyler Lockett, DJ Chark, DK Metcalf, Terry McLaurin, and Keenan Allen, all in play for those 2 spots. And what that does now, I still have $15 to spend on my first bench spot, which is going to be a running back. So that's Raheem Mostert, Montgomery, Kareem Hunt. Those guys all fit in there. And then I have $11 left for my other 7 bench spots. Very similar to the balanced approach. So you can see wide receiver didn't really change much. All we did just by dropping the quarterback and the tight end down, it allowed us to spend quite a bit more at our top 2 running back positions. So that might be something that interests you. I think a lot of people really like the idea if you can grab McCaffrey and still produce a pretty solid roster across the board, that's something that a lot of people are going to want to consider. And then the last roster here, again, we talked about kind of a wide receiver heavy approach. A lot of people still prefer to have very consistent wide receiver production, from the top end. It does end up being a little bit more consistent, I think, than running backs overall. So there are a lot of people that still like this roster build. And if you're on social media, you can see there's quite the debate that's been raging between this, you know, zero RB or robust RB and vice versa. So I don't want to call this necessarily zero RB, because I don't think we're taking it quite that far, but we're definitely going to try and save some money on the running back position. So just like we did with the running back heavy, we're going to keep quarterback and tight end the same. So $5 and $7, which, the Breeze, Rodgers, Mayfield, Cam, quarterbacks, and then the Hunter Henry, Bronk, and Jared Cook tight ends. So with this, I put $50 at wide receiver 1 because I want to give myself a good opportunity to go after somebody like Michael Thomas. And if I can't get him, then I know I should have plenty of money to either get Devontae Adams or Tyreek Hill, who are kind of the consensus top 3 wide receivers right now. At wide receiver 2, I will have $40. So that should allow me to still be in play for Hill, or if Adams slides a little bit based on the average auction value that we're seeing, you can still make a stab at him. But also firmly puts into play Hopkins, Julio, or Godwin. So as your wide receiver 2. And then at flex, I have $25 there. So we've still kind of got all these guys with wide receiver 1 upside, in my opinion. Adam Thielen, Amari Cooper, Odell Beckham, DJ Moore, and Calvin Ridley. So these guys all fit in this price range, and you would have the flexibility to take the cheapest one or take the one that you have with the most upside when you have five players all vying for a similar dollar amount like this. And this is the beauty of why I like this approach and why I like tiering, because you can look at very similar players here in price, and maybe you can highlight players that you think have more upside. Or in the draft, you can say, hey, all right, this first guy, he went for over what I want to spend. No worries. I got four guys that I know on this list that I can fit into this spot, and I'm happy with them. So in doing this, obviously we're going to have to save a little bit of money at running back. So what I did was I put $20 at RB1 and $20 at RB2. So if I can get, you know, in this price range, we're looking at guys like James Conner, Le'Veon Bell, David Johnson, Jonathan Taylor, Devin Singletary. So those are kind of the players you're probably looking at in that ballpark. And then at that first bench spot, I'm going to put $14 where I can go get Raheem Mostert, Kareem Hunt, Cam Akers, Mark Ingram. And in doing this kind of more cheaper running back, what I've already done is I said, okay, with my bench spot 2 and 3, I know I'm already going running back there for sure. I've put $8 at my bench spot 2, which should put me in play for Darius Geis, Damian Williams, Matt Breida, Ronald Jones, and then $5 for my bench 3 spot where I can get Philip Lindsay, Tony Pollard, Sony Michel, Zach Moss, or Tevin Coleman. And what that does now is I have $6 left for the last 5 bench spots. So I'm getting to the end of my bench. A lot of them are going to be $1 flyers. That's okay. I've already rostered 5 running backs. So maybe I take a couple cheap stabs at some receivers, which again, though, I shouldn't really need lots at that either. I should be leaving here with 3 really good receivers that, you know, barring injury and bye weeks, they're going to be starting for me every week. So it's not really super imperative, I don't think, to have lots of money in a build like this left for those last couple bench spots, because, you know, they're not the people that you're drafting. Unless something catastrophic happens in terms of injury, you're not going to have to start them. So there you go. You can see three different budget scenarios that I think can give you very competitive rosters. I think it's important to, in looking at something like this, to realize that there is no one way to win an auction league. Anybody who's done a lot of these drafts has seen many different roster builds come through and win. At the end of the day, you just have to try and find value where you can and put in players you think that have upside at that value and just hope that they hit. So I think all three of these roster builds do have the potential to put you in a good situation to win your drafts, especially if you can highlight a lot of these $1 flyers, especially at running back, like I said. If you can make your bench a lot better than most of your league mates, then again, you're just insulating yourself in case there's injury. And it doesn't have to be a handcuff at a running back position. You should be drafting for talent, not just for some jag that is right now listed on the depth chart as the backup to one of your starting running backs. Make sure that your flyers, you want the talent over ensuring that it's the handcuff for somebody you already have rostered. That's more important. All right, so hopefully this gets you thinking about what you want your roster construction to look like. I mean, obviously, feel free to take one of those budgets that I've already outlined, tweak it a little bit. Maybe you can look at one of those 3 right now and you say, hey, I know exactly which one I want to go for. If you have any questions about any of that, make sure you send them to us at auctionpatrons@gmail.com, and we can go through. We can look at budgets that you created and pick our brains. We can look at mock drafts that you've done using budgets that you like, and we can try and walk through it and see what we think of those teams. There's use us for anything like that. on the next episodes, I'm going to start breaking down the different tiers. So the running back tiers that I've made and the wide receiver tiers, all those positional tiers that I've made. And we'll go through each tier individually and look at values that I think and players that you should be highlighting in each of those tiers that once you've created now these budgets, you can start really honing in on players that I think you're going to want to target at a lot of these various price points. So thanks again for listening and supporting us, and good luck drafting.
That's the end of Slim's Premium Podcast. I sure hope you enjoyed his take on three different budget strategies for the upcoming year. If you want more premium content, make sure you head over to our website, thefantasyfootballauction.com, and check out the three different levels of membership we have available to you. We'll have a regular podcast back up and running again next week. So, for the analysts, I'll see them next week. And for the rest of you, I'll see you when it's springtime in the Rockies.
When it's springtime in the Rockies, I'll become